Hello and welcome back to Couch Surfing with Koi, the traveling podcast where the guests are whoever lets me sleep on their couch. And in today's episode, I'm in Brighton in the UK with Tubbo. This is actually my second episode with Tubbo and maybe my fourth time sleeping on his couch or something. I've really overstayed my welcome. He just got done live streaming his life 24/7 for 30 days straight. So we talk about how he's feeling after that. We get into his potential retirement, the Easter story for some reason. And of course, we talk about his upcoming boxing match with another creator that he has some online beef with. There's laughs, there's joy, there's drama, and there's also a theme song that's about to play. Well, Tubbo,
we're back.
We're back. I'm back. Welcome back to the show.
I know, I keep letting you live in my house for months.
Thanks so much for, yeah, I mean, it's a month at a time, and then I go. It has been 2 months before, though.
Yeah.
But this time was just a month, and I leave tomorrow.
You've been in my house for 4 months now of your life.
Wow.
I know.
How does that feel?
I don't know. I don't often notice you're here.
That's good. That's how I like to live.
I just don't come into this half of my house when you're here.
Yeah. I've taken up some space here.
If not all of the space here.
Yeah. Well, you're going to miss it. It's going to feel so empty without me,
right? I'm just really excited to get my TV back so I can watch the last three episodes of Severance.
Yeah, you had a big break from, like, all media. You just got done with the Tubathon 4.
I know.
That's crazy.
It's done.
A fourth stream, 30-day stream. A day, 30 straight days you sleep on stream, 24/7 stream, every single sub adds a minute to the clock.
Every time someone subscribes to the broadcast, it adds a minute to the clock.
In the famous words of BBC.
BBC Southeast.
Yeah, BBC. Oh, of course, Southeast. Yeah. How could I forget that?
I mean, that's the most important, that's the prestigious part.
Yeah,
you know?
So you stream for 30 days in a row.
I know.
So I guess my question for you is, what could I change about myself to make you like me more?
Oh, what does that even mean? I mean, you got a new haircut.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
I heard you try to convince both of us in that moment that you like it.
Well, no, it's not bad.
Okay, but you preferred the other hair?
I pretty prefer the other hair. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay.
Just, you with short hair is so strange. It's just so short.
It is very short right now. And, but the thing about my hair is that it does get longer.
Oh, it grows back.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lizard with their tails.
Yes, a lizard with their tails. Yeah. I was imagining a lizard with hair.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right?
That's itching. That's itching something.
That's a good one. Guys, thanks so much for watching Couch Surfing. It's available on all platforms, just in case they click
that
one.
Rate 5 stars on iTunes and
Spotify.
And upvote on Spotify.
Apple Podcasts.
Is that a thing?
Amazon
Podcast?
Amazon Podcast.
Is it really on all of those?
I don't know.
You put this on DistroKid?
I honestly...
You distribute this?
Honestly, it's anywhere that it ends.
It's on YouTube, like... It's on YouTube. I don't know what happens on YouTube.
Okay, so it's been, 8 days since... No, 9 days since you've ended your 30-day stream.
Has it?
Yeah.
God, time flies.
I mean, I wouldn't consider, 8 days. It's not been that long.
Damn.
To be fair.
And it feels like it's not been that long.
Wow, time flies.
time flies, man. Oh, my goodness.
How have you been recovering?
Well... I built some Minecraft servers.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to London to meet with my friends from Brazil.
Okay.
I did that for a night. I had like a little one night holiday.
Nice.
Then I came back for a few days and
Easter.
Caught up on all my bits. Easter.
April holiday.
That hasn't happened yet.
You said you added a holiday for one night. Easter early.
I did early Easter in London. I took a picture of the big clock and also New Scotland Yard. That
and
was good.
The Easter Bunny.
He wasn't invited.
Die.
Arrested for
some
DUI.
Easter joke.
Arrested for DUI?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I know, dude.
Is he even allowed to legally drive when he's not drunk? Well, he's never not drunk, so.
Yeah, that's why he got the DUI.
Yeah. Okay, so you went to London, you visited some friends, you reconnected with the earth. What?
I just thought of something really funny.
What? Go ahead.
Me, if I was the Easter Bunny, I'd be the Meester Bunny. And I really liked how that works. Never mind.
No, go ahead and tell them where you can find the podcast, just in case they clip this.
The podcast is on YouTube. It's on YouTube.
Like,
I just thought Meester was a really good word.
Meester. That's what Mickey Mouse says.
Mickey Mouse. Wow. Get out of my head.
Okay, so you did the 30-day live stream. Every day was like, you did a bunch of events this time.
Thirty,
including a reality TV show.
Oh, that, you were on that one.
Yeah, that I was a part of. What an insane experience. Did you expect that to be that, to get that intense? Because it was like Big Brother, but for a week with streamers.
I did a little bit, to be honest. Because the side of stuff that you don't necessarily see on shows like that is how almost orchestrated it is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, a lot of that show, even though it looked like it was very down to the community vote, realistically, the community would always vote for whoever got the most screen time. So as production, we cut to have more screen time of certain people to favor them in community. And if they're doing something awful, like, we cut away from them. It worked for everyone like that, except for Johnny. They just hated Johnny no matter what.
Right. Well, that's kind of his fault for being Johnny.
I know. God, when will he learn?
I don't know. I don't know when he's going to fix
like,
it.
I feel like we got to have some kind of intervention. Sorry, I thought about the Meester Bunny again. Sorry, I don't know why I'm finding it so funny.
No. Go on with the Meester Bunny bit. I'm sure there's something there. There's gold there to be found.
Do you not think it's good?
Me, if I was the Easter Bunny, that's the Meester Bunny?
It's the Meester Bunny, man.
You should get into, like, you should start writing some music. That's some lyricism.
Do you not think it's funny?
Why don't we have Easter songs? I guess it's just Christian music.
Yeah, I didn't know Easter was a Christian holiday. I thought it was a chocolate holiday.
The stone was rolled away. His perfect love could not be overcome. Now death, where is your sting? Our resurrected king. You don't know that song? It's about Jesus being resurrected.
Have you heard? Broccoli and beans.
Have you ever
cabbages and greens?
No.
Cauliflower, roasted potatoes taste so good to me. It's another harvest festival.
Wait, you've shown me that before.
Yes.
Yeah, that's catchy. That's catchy.
It's really good.
Honestly, if vegetables were made into a catchy little tune when I was a kid, I probably would have eaten them. I still don't really like them.
What one don't you like the most?
Broccoli.
I really like that one.
Really?
I like my three best ones are carrots, peas, and broccoli. Those ones are elite. I think the worst vegetables.
Peas are so bad too.
No. I'll fight you on this. I think the worst vegetable that's ever existed is tender stem.
What?
Tender stem.
Tender stem?
It's basically, get this.
Okay.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
It's basically broccoli, but instead of the nice bit at the top, it's all stem.
Can you repeat yourself? I wasn't listening.
So, get ready.
Wait, can I guess?
Yeah.
It's like broccoli, except it's like all stem.
It's all stem.
Oh my gosh.
That's awful.
How did I get that?
Maybe you already knew what tender stem was.
That could be it, I guess. That sounds disgusting. I don't like broccoli because it's like, why does it actually smell bad in here? That's kind of an impression of what goes through my head when broccoli is being cooked.
Cauliflower smells worse.
I don't know who's doing cauliflower these days.
It's quite a popular veg.
What are they doing with it?
Cauliflower cheese, bruh.
Okay, vegetables and cheese. Now we're getting into a whole
Wait, no. You can't change your opinion on vegetables because of dairy deliciousness.
Well, yes, I can. I'm thinking about vegetables.
You just like cheese.
Exactly.
Oh, if only you had some facts about cheese and the government you could tell me about.
I have plenty.
Really?
Yeah, do you know that there are billions and billions and billions and billions and some way even say millions of pounds of cheese underground that the U.S. government bought to sustain the dairy industry.
Well, after World War One.
After World War One and even the sequel.
Even the sequel.
World War Two.
Not enough powdered milk exports, I guess.
And that's just an example of like when sequels aren't as good as the original. That's just one example.
I don't think the original was good. I don't.
Like, they just lost the plot of the original when they did.
Yeah, and they used a lot more planes.
It's like when Cars did a planes movie.
I loved planes.
Ugh, of course you did.
What? You didn't like planes?
You liked Dusty the crop duster?
I did.
Okay, this is my problem with planes, all right? Is that it always gets brought up as a Pixar movie, even though it is not Pixar.
No.
The franchise is Pixar, but Disney owns the franchise. Cars, besides like Star Wars and some like other like huge nerd movies that people buy a bunch of figurines of, Cars has the number one merchandise sale of like any movie franchise ever.
It has good bed sheets.
And I know that because I heard it once.
From who?
I don't remember.
Oh.
So you're just going to have to trust me. So that's why they made a Cars 2.
Wait, because
they
were like, the biggest, did you say? Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. There's some holes in this. Did you factor in the Minecraft movie?
Ooh.
Yeah. Think about how long Minecraft t-shirts have
existed. No. But that's not a movie franchise. That's a video game franchise.
It's one video game. It's one movie. Could be a franchise of
either. Well, now they're making a Minecraft movie.
See, it was a Minecraft movie. There could be a second, and then there's officially more movies of Minecraft than there are games. Boom.
But it doesn't turn the video game merchandise into movie merchandise.
I don't know. Isn't that what happened with Tomb Raider? Didn't it become a TV show, and now it's just a TV show?
I'm not entertaining this thought. It's making me angry. Let me make my point about planes.
Minecraft is now a movie thing.
So Cars.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, we sold a lot of merchandise for this. People love buying cars. They love buying it even in bed form.
Dude, exactly in Crocs. Bed form. They have Crocs.
Lightning McQueen Crocs?
I don't like that.
You can stomp them and they ka-chow, I think.
I don't like that at all.
I'm sorry about that. And then Cars 2, they were like, what if we gave the toys guns?
I think Cars 2 was better than Cars 1. Is that crazy?
Whoa!
What? I liked it when they were spies. I thought that was fun. That was more interesting.
I'm glad that I found the first Cars 2 fan.
Wait, did people not like Cars 2?
People really hated it. It's actually well known as Pixar's worst film.
What?
Yeah.
But it was so interesting. Wait, are you lying to me?
I'm literally not lying.
This is like you're going to be like, oh yeah, they sold the most merchandise of cars and I know that.
That one was half a lie because it is the truth.
It might not be the truth though.
As with most things that are the truth.
Wait, do people really not like Cars 2?
People really hate Cars 2.
Cars 2 was so good. It had like a whole plot that I cared about.
Go ahead, tell me the plot.
Dude, there was like this, it started off and he's on an oil rig and I'm like, whoa, that's crazy. And then it's this evil guy that's claiming to be in a, like an electric vehicle, but really he's creating a fuel that explodes with a big magnifying glass gun in order to make the renewable fuel look bad so he can make more money off of traditional oil and fuels because he was never an electric car to begin with. Dude. He was like literally, the movie's about like textbook market manipulation.
Wow.
Cars 2 was sick, man.
I'm really happy you can get that much joy out of Cars 2.
Why didn't you like it?
It just wasn't a good movie.
But it had so many movie things in it. Like spies. And cars?
Doesn't always work like that. Here's how many Fast and the Furious movies?
Well, people still love them. Then they do, is like 11? Have they done 11?
I think so.
It's like Ocean's 11, but with cars.
Fast and the Furious 2, 11 for heaven, or something like that. Fast and the Furious, let's delve into 12. They're always saying shit like that.
Are they?
Fast and the Furious, too fast, too furious.
I don't know this.
Fast and Furious 3, and it's like, with a bunch of E's, like we, like they're on a car with a ramp. That one doesn't land as well, but the car did after the ramp.
That's good.
Thanks. Meester.
Meester buddy! Oh, can we get in the thumbnail? Can you put the Meester buddy in the thumbnail?
Oh my gosh,
can
no.
Can you hide him in there?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
This is the Meester episode. This is the couch surfing Meester episode.
I don't know when this one's coming out, actually.
Meester?
Wait, not this Saturday, but the next. Oh my gosh, this one's coming out the day before Easter.
It's the Meester episode!
This one's coming out, when this comes out, Jesus is still dead, but just you wait.
What does Jesus have to do with Easter, man? This is so... They cram him into everything. They actually... He's just involved in places he shouldn't be.
That's... Oh my gosh.
What?
Whoa.
He keeps meddling.
Whoa. People are going to have some serious religious guilt if they're like listening to this on Easter in their parents' house. They're like, oh no, I'm... Because you're like slandering Jesus.
But he's just inserted himself into Easter.
Dude, you actually... Easter exists because of Jesus.
What about the Meester buddy, Coy? Where does the Meester buddy come into play? So you're telling me Jesus is the Meester buddy? He's the Geester buddy.
I'll give you that one.
Really?
Geester Christ.
Jesus Christ.
You don't know the story of Easter?
We hide eggs and do clues and go on an adventure to find chocolate. Why are you looking at me like that? What? Stop, please. Stop emoting at me.
This is real. This is a real reaction.
I don't understand.
Do you know what Good Friday is?
Bank holiday?
Oh, wow. Good Friday is the day that Jesus died.
I thought it was the day the banks shut.
Well, yeah, the banks shut because they're like, sorry, Jesus. No banking today. No banking today because Jesus is getting nailed to that cross.
I do know he died like that.
Yes, okay, that's good.
I do know.
It's pretty iconic, to be fair.
It was. And now they have a bunch of necklaces and statues of him, like...
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh my gosh, but very morbid. I feel like when I was in church as a kid, we were watching, like... They'd always get these, like, movies of, like, where people would, like, act out the Bible stories. And so we'd, like... I'd be, like, 8 years old watching them, like, put a crown of thorns on Jesus' head as, like, it bleeds into his eyes.
That sounds gross.
Yeah, anyway,
I was playing Bad Piggies on my mum's iPad. you know the one?
Yeah, Bad Piggies. That's good. Okay, wait. And then 3 days... You're seriously not going to believe this. This guy, he's going around being like, I'm the son of God, I'm the son of God. He's performing all these miracles. People are like freaking out. And then people are like... You're not the son of God. You're trying to infect all of these
cultist.
People. You're being a cultist, and also, there is one king, and he is our king, and he's not God. So we're actually going to kill you because you're gaining a following right now, which is what I do when people gain followings as well.
That kind of makes sense. If I was like an old timey king and I thought someone might be staging a coup, I'd be like, nah. Nah, end that.
My parents are going to hate this episode.
Why?
It's okay. You just said, well, because you just were like, oh yeah, I get why they killed Jesus.
But that does, like, if I was an old-timey king, they'd be doing coups all the time,
no,
you know?
I understand. The logic is there.
And anyway, he would have forgiven them.
Okay.
You know, that was his thing.
Right. So this guy.
Yeah.
And he knows he's going to die.
Oh.
That's why he has the Last Supper. He throws
Wait,
this,
why does he know?
He throws this big get-together because his dad is God.
So he just... Spoilers!
What?
Spoilers! He was spoiled.
Yeah, but it kind of adds to the story a little bit.
Wait, that's kind of hype.
Right?
But why doesn't he just go into hiding?
Because he understands... Because.
Because. Because him, of the wonderful things he does.
because him dying on the cross is... Oh, I just spoiled how he died.
We already knew that.
I'm sorry. Okay. Him dying on the cross is... a symbol of God's love for us?
Really?
Don't snicker.
Why?
Because it's like the whole Christian thing.
But they used to kill so many people on crosses.
But he knew, okay, but he gets, yeah, he gets hung up on, well, he wasn't the only one on the cross. There were two guys next to him.
Who were the other guys?
Oh, I don't remember.
Disciples.
I just remember them in the movie.
Oh. It's crazy they... So this is because of... Where does chocolate get involved?
I don't know. They gotta make money off of holidays somehow. What about
eggs? Where do eggs come from?
They gotta make money out of... They're honestly... Honestly, the whole branding around Easter is just because of spring, and I think it has nothing to do with Jesus unless, like... But, like, it is the reason that Easter exists. Okay.
There is a bunny, Friday, though.
They put him in a tomb, all right? Okay. They put this stone in front of the tomb.
Why didn't they... Okay.
What?
I was just wondering what... I thought he was nailed to the cross. Why are they now putting him in a tomb?
Well, I mean, they're not going to leave him up there. They have more people to kill.
Oh. Oh, wait. It's like a reusable cross. I thought he kept... Did he keep it, or was it recycled for, like, other people?
I think that they put him in the... I don't know if they put him in the tomb on the cross.
So it wasn't a recycled cross.
I'm trying to think.
I really don't know.
I feel like they would have built him his own cross.
Does everyone get their own, or no?
I think that's hygienic.
But why would they care about that if they're dead so anyway?
Yeah.
And also, do you reckon in 0 AD they had that many? Well, what year did he die? Okay,
can I?
Oh, please finish.
Yeah,
finish.
So Friday he gets put in the tomb.
Yeah.
Sunday, someone goes to the tomb.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, it's empty.
What do you mean it's empty?
This is Easter. Okay, this is Jesus on Easter. Can you hold my microphone? Oh, how long was I out? The answer is 3 days. He was dead for three days, and then he resurrected.
Friday to Sunday is
Friday,
one day.
Saturday, Sunday.
Are we counting Friday?
I think so. Give him Friday. Come on.
I mean, that's not a full 36 hours, though, is it?
Maybe Good Friday was the day that he died, wasn't it? Maybe.
Why is it good that he died then? Why is it called Good Friday? Surely wouldn't it be Bad Tragic Friday?
Good, because it was like, do you know John 3:16?
Is that close to a 360?
it's kind of like 360 by Charlie XCX.
Okay.
Instead of bumping that, it's God so loving the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him shall never die but have eternal life.
I saw this on carved into stone in Bognor. They have this on the beach.
So God sacrificed his son, and because of that, we can the thing is that Christians can the idea is that you can be resurrected as well.
So is this like
into heaven, like Jesus was 3 days later on? Yeah.
So where'd he go?
Dead. I can't remember how he died.
How was it? How'd it get empty? Who took him? Grave robbers?
No. He woke up.
No. Well, where'd he go?
I don't really remember what happens after that. That's just kind of the most notable thing.
Did he go to the king and be like, hey? I wasn't doing a coup. Why'd you kill me?
Honestly, you'll have to read the Bible.
They should make a TV show about this.
I think they have several times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, kind of a niche audience though, right?
Oh. Well, they're not very good at marketing. I haven't heard of the TV show.
You hadn't even heard of Easter.
No, I've done Easter every year. I've been on this Earth koi. But nowhere in that story was there a bunny or was there chocolate or clues or adventure or treasure.
And treasure.
What do you mean?
No, you're right.
That's awful.
I'm just saying that this is the Easter story. This is why we have Easter. And it's kind of like how like Christmas is about Jesus.
What are the eggs then?
Christmas is about Jesus' birth, but then we also do Santa.
I thought that was something else. That was Yule. Like, because you give a log of Yule at Christmas.
Wait, what do you think that Christmas is?
Well, you've got the nativity, yeah? That's like its own thing.
You know that it's Jesus' birth.
Yeah.
Christ.
But then you also have like, what about like the pagan like log of Yule and like the decorating the tree? That's all pagan, isn't it?
I think so.
So that's like the main Christmas though.
What's
like
the main Christmas?
The nativity is like part of it. And then you have like all the pagan traditions for Christmas, right?
I don't know. Is the tree pagan?
Yeah, and like, you know, the dessert, Yule log? Like, giving a log of Yule was part of...
That's more British, I think.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, like, we know, like, make the Yuletide gay.
What?
Make the Yuletide gay.
What?
Have yourself
a merry... Oh, I know that one.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, I didn't expect to like be telling the Easter story on this podcast.
Easter episode.
No, it is the Easter episode. That was exciting.
I just can't believe that there was no rabbit in the whole story. I'm like, where did we come up with that?
I forgot to tell you.
What?
When they went into his tomb, it was empty, but then they found a bunch of eggs.
So that's where it comes from.
A bunch of chocolate eggs. And they were like, who did this? Judas? They turn around, Judas? A bunny.
Shut up. There's no way. So it's the Jista bunny. The Judas.
I think we already used that one for Jesus.
Oh. Well, they got very similar names. Cut me some slack.
The Easter Johnny.
The Easter Johnny.
Wow. So who's listening to this?
I don't. You could like on YouTube, by the way. There's a like button.
Guys, there is a like button on YouTube and a comment section. Really love when you guys leave the YouTube comment sections are really freaky.
Why?
Because you think that a Twitch chat, like I always think that a Twitch chat is scary. YouTube comment sections will be like, much love from south of Florida. I have a couch, but my bed's way more comfortable.
Why do your podcast listeners want to sleep with you?
I think it's just kind of one of those things. Like,
is it?
The sky is blue. Everyone wants to sleep with me.
You got an ego. You got a big ego.
Thank you. It's all a farce.
What is that?
A sham.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. Okay, wait. We were talking about the Tubathon, and then I told you the Easter story.
Well, the Tubathon. It did happen.
It did happen.
What about it?
I can't believe you've done 4 years, 4 different long streams like that.
Mm.
I think it's done something. It does something to your brain.
I've done more than 4, by the way.
You've done multiple a-thons.
There's been many, many a-thons.
Something is broken about you.
No. Everyone says something's broken about me. Everyone says that. They all say that.
Oh, then it must not be true.
Well, what are they going off of? Where'd they get this?
For one, just the other day we were talking about Texas.
Yeah.
And I was like kind of talking about things that I don't like about Texas. And you went, no, there are some good things about chat.
That was like.
And then it got silent. And then you look up from your phone and you go, did I just say chat?
That was like the night it ended, though. That doesn't count. That doesn't count. That,
but something's happening.
Yeah, but
there.
Also, like, I was talking to you and you're always complaining about chat. So, like, I was coming to the defend of.
What?
I was coming
you're
to the defend
of. You're trying to put this on me?
Them. Yeah, you're always complaining about them. So, I was coming
that's
to the defend of, defense of them by default when I heard you start to complain about something.
Wow, that is such a reach.
No.
And I'm
it's
proud
the truth.
Of I'm proud of you for reaching so
it's
far.
It's the truth.
I'm proud of you for reaching so
you
far,
just don't
but
believe
I
me.
Don't think you grabbed anything. I think it slipped right through your fingers.
That's what he wants you to think.
Have they gotten any easier, the long streams?
Depends how long since the last one.
Depends how long.
So the third one was easy. But the third one.
The third one was easy?
The third one was easier than the second one. The first one was easiest. The second one was the second hardest. The third one was the second easiest. And the fourth one was the second hardest.
I'm going to take a quick guess and say that I'm not the only one who didn't follow that.
Okay, so the first one was the easiest.
Yeah.
The second one. Was the second hardest.
Second hardest.
The third one was the second easiest, and the fourth one was the hardest.
Huh.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, do you think that the fourth one was the hardest because of how much was going on?
No, because it was less time since the last one.
It had been less time since... Wait.
Because the last one went on for double as long. And also there was the mile-a-thon, which happened in the middle.
Right, so you were...
less cool-down period.
Less fuel in the tank kind of thing.
You get it.
What do they say? Chops to you? Props to you.
Props to you.
Well, props to you.
Well,
for, so
I can't accept this award without giving a shout out to my mate, the Meester Bunny, who really carried me. It's just so funny.
Speaking of the Meester Bunny.
Yeah.
I was in Target the other day in the Easter section. Guess who has... Wait, actually...
Let me guess. After 3 days, he was gone. They stole the Mr. Bunny.
You're really catching on.
Okay.
But I was just going to say that I was like minding my own business in the Easter section. Really excited about all the new jelly beans and all the things that were going on in Target Easter section. And then, boom.
Shakalaka.
Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast?
Was in front of me. Mr. Beaster.
Mr. Beaster? What does that mean?
He's released feastable chocolate eggs.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
I need you to say three bad things about him to make me feel better.
Oh. Yeah, he does a lot of crypto pump and dump scams where he gets into pre-sales.
Okay,
and then...
but my friend Haley did that.
Yeah, she's Haley also Welch. Bad.
Haley Welch of Talktua?
Yeah, she's bad. She's bad. But like,
we'll just cut all this.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, it's all cut. I don't really have anything else to say.
Nothing else bad to say?
No, I think
he made one of your friends really sad.
He made Koi P so sad. There's all the crypto stuff. And I don't know. Locking people ages 100s in cubes is a bit weird. That's about it. But it made a hell of a good video.
Stop talking about him like that.
What do
That's
you want
my friend.
From me? I thought that was your father-in-law.
No, this was a test. Oh, and yes, it is my father-in-law. Yes, that is my father-in-law.
That's your father-in-law, Jimmy Donaldson. My bad.
Mr. Beaster.
Mr. Beaster, your father-in-law. Wait, does he know the Mr. Bunny?
Okay, so
what is happening?
You're new. I don't know. I'm trying to move on.
Okay,
from it.
I'm
running quickly.
Move on.
Don't look over there.
I can't read.
I see you looking at my notes,
but I can't read it anyway.
Okay, stop trying to read.
It just says there's something about chat. I actually can't read it.
It says there's some good things about chat.
There's some good thing. Where's that from? Wait, you just said that.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's scripted. Wait. Oh my god, that is verbatim what you just said to me.
Yeah. What do you think these notes are for?
I didn't know you were reading them. You were looking at me. How are you looking over there?
I'm a talented guy.
Sorry, that was me trying to figure out how you did it.
I can't see like that. Okay. I was going to ask about your Minecraft servers.
Really?
I knew you'd light up. I knew it. So, yeah. Play.hosting.
I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's this thing that you do where and the Rolling Stone has just interviewed you about this.
They did, which is crazy. That was also crazy.
You have a big black box that's very warm in your office that is often
loud.
Loud.
It intrusive. Sounds like a
MacBook when you open up like 7 tabs.
Does it?
A little bit.
I think it's a lot louder than that.
Okay. Maybe 7 MacBooks.
It's like a
3 tabs each?
Like that noise.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
So you got into server building.
Yeah. I decided it was going to be my new thing. And then I went to go do it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I mean, the way that you can put your mind to things and just do them is beyond me.
I think it's because I've got too much free time. Probably. That would help.
I do too, but I'm not doing things.
We're doing a thing right now.
True. I did a thing.
Leave a like on the YouTube video.
So you're a man with a tech startup, and I'm a man with a podcast.
Yeah.
Whose life should we ruin first?
Wait. What do we even do with this? This is huge.
I don't know. I think we need like a montage.
I'm
like,
calling out Joe Rogan. Listen up.
Yeah.
Listen up, pussy lips. We got some shit on you on the couch surfing podcast. We got shit on you. And we're gonna drop the documents at 12 Eastern on Mr. Day.
Delete your podcast before.
No, transfer your website traffic to the couch surfing YouTube channel.
Yep. And do that by 12 Easter on Easter.
That by 12 Eastern on Mr. Day.
On Mr. Day or me?
Or we're going to drop the Joe Rogan files.
Or I'm going to put you in a big pot and then me stir. And turn you into
a
stew.
You get cooked.
Yeah. Oh, get cooked, Joe Rogan. Freaking pussy lips. Can you say it again? I liked it better when you said it.
No, I'm not saying it again. I said it once for shock value.
So what made you want to start with these Minecraft servers?
I was like, dude, this stuff's so expensive. But really, on eBay, it's quite cheap. What if I just get it on eBay and then give it out for free?
Yeah.
And I did that. And somehow it makes money.
Can you explain to me play.hosting?
Right. Okay. Are you sure?
In a way, no, not in the way that you would explain it okay. to me, but in a way that, like, a viewer would care.
Okay. So.
I don't know
if I can make the viewer care in this anyway.
Can I try to explain it?
No, let me try first, and then you'll shut it down if I'm losing them.
Okay.
Okay. So when you're hosting a server, that you have three main things you got to worry about. You've got the storage, you've got your electricity.
And you got everyone thinking you're a fucking virgin all the time, am I right?
And you've got networking. So what I did was I was like, I'm going to buy a bunch of storage on eBay secondhand.
Hey, keep your chin up.
No.
100,000 servers, remember? You made 100,000 servers. Hey, this is something to be proud of.
I did make 100, but everyone thinks I'm a massive virgin.
No, they don't think that. Everyone knows I'm a massive virgin.
I don't know why I agree to come on this podcast. This happens every time.
Twice?
This has happened. I have a 100% rate of this happening to me on this podcast.
Okay, so there are three things.
You don't care.
No, I do, but man, was there an opportunity there.
Whatever, dude.
Okay.
Do you really care? Do you even care?
I do.
You don't care?
I do.
Okay. I'm so defeated.
I did defeat you.
I didn't get further than three words before it was too boring. Whatever, man.
So... Can I try to explain it? Can you try to explain it? Okay, so basically, people want Minecraft servers, but they cost money or they're really complicated to make yourself for free. And so you have the physical server box, because I always thought that it was just like the cloud, whatever that is. But apparently, when things run online, they have to have a physical place for them to be hosted at.
The cloud is just like a data center full of those big boxes I have in my office.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have one of those big boxes in your office.
Yeah.
And now you have a website where people can go and get a free Minecraft server, and you run ads on this website.
Mm.
And so that is what makes you your money. But not many. I've used a few free Minecraft hosting companies before.
Eternos. That's one, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Mineheart, that's another.
Yes.
Okay. Those are the only two I know, so I'm glad.
What makes yours different?
It's just what you're able to customize. So on Mineheart, you have a lot of customizable options, but it kind of makes you do a check-in every like 10 minutes. Like, are you still there? Are you still there? Keeps the server on.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't do that. And also it stops you from doing certain things like uploading large files, which are like 10 gigs. Also, you get less like resources, which is your computer RAM or your CPU threads. Do you know what they are?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I know RAM though.
You know what a CPU thread is? Do you know what a core is on a CPU?
I've seen it come up. I've seen that word
okay.
before.
So the CPU... is made up of lots of little squares, okay?
Okay.
We're going to call each one of those squares a core. So one core can do one task.
Okay.
Okay? Is how I'm going to explain it.
Okay.
And the more cores you have for Minecraft, because it's what's known as single-threaded, the more tasks you can do. Okay. A task being running the server.
Okay.
So does that make sense?
Yes. Following?
So... whereas on traditional free hosting, you'd get one of these cores, which used to be really good for Minecraft because everything used to only be able to run on one core. But now with the new version and stuff, you can do something called running something asynchronously, which means not necessarily in sync with the server
on that core and instead offload it to another core or thread.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So on these traditional free hosts, you have one thread, whereas we do two. So we do one with an overallocation of a second one. So then all of your async, all of your tasks that can be offloaded onto another thread to make your server run better can still happen while not eating into the resources of other people's servers. Does that make sense? So the main difference is you get two threads and 3 gigs of RAM with one of overallocation.
And then zero bitches?
Whatever.
No, I was following. I was following.
You weren't even
fair.
Paying attention.
I absolutely was. I understand there are
and
threads.
There's also I don't even go into the network. There's like also like port allocation where certain applications need access to more of the internet than others that you can't do on free hosts. And also some of them shut down servers quickly and we leave it up for 10 minutes with no one on. And also you get 10 gigs of storage instead of like 2. Whatever, bruh.
Well, it seems to be going very well for you.
It's going fine. I don't want to talk about it anymore. You don't even want me here. I bet I'm a filler guest. I'm here because Beckymon said no. Fuck you.
Well, yeah. But also... Is this how you feel when I talk about pop culture?
No, because I don't make fun of you for it.
Oh, come on. You don't make fun of me?
Yeah, I don't make fun of you because I don't know what it is.
You gotta find ways to make fun of me without knowing what it is.
But what if it's like, oh yeah, this is a pop culture reference because this person's grandpa thought on the front lines during World War II and defeated the Nazi regime and then I'm just making fun of it.
You think that's what we're caring about in pop culture?
I don't...
Stuff of worth and importance.
I don't know.
No, don't worry about
it. I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
Do you think that this Minecraft server, you've talked to me a little bit about how, like, this could be how you retire.
Maybe. It makes a little bit of money at the minute.
And you seem to really enjoy doing it.
Mm.
I mean, like, you get really excited to talk about it, even when I shut you down, and I'm sorry about that. But...
I was trying to explain it in a way that makes sense.
And
man.
It did make sense.
I don't believe you.
It did make sense. Okay. To me. It did make sense. I just can't speak about things like that like a normal person. Because I don't have
Do you not have any questions?
I don't have the smarts. No.
You need to learn though. That's how you get the smarts. You learn.
I don't know if this is the platform for me to learn about the ins and outs of Minecraft hosting companies.
You'll never learn. You'll never change.
Sorry. So this could be retirement for you.
Maybe. Depends how well it goes. It's very early stages, but it's looking promising. Last month, it made around £670.
Mm-hmm.
And to operate it, it cost around £340.
Mm.
And that was the first month with the lowest amount of users. So this month's already looking a little bit better. Except for, oh my god, the tariffs. Dude, the tariffs is wreaking havoc on AdSense right now.
Dude.
Oh my god.
Tell me about it.
Oh my god.
At least you don't have, like, mainly an American audience.
Dude, all of the server hardware comes from America. Mm. It's so cooked.
Everything...
I'm gonna start buying from China. It's over.
Suddenly, everything in the UK has gotten, like, way more expensive for me.
You never know. By the time this podcast might come out, the tariffs might be over and done with. I don't know. They change stuff willy-nilly, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll back down by then.
I think that it's like, never mind. Cut the start of that thought, because I didn't like it.
Oh.
Do you want me to let you know what it was?
Yeah.
It was, I was like, gonna say like, there's like a big control board of America, and then Donald.
What's a control board?
Like a big, like, you know,
Inside Out.
Yes, that's literally what I was thinking. Inside Out, and I was imagining Donald Trump as a cat just walking over it, accidentally pressing on a bunch of buttons.
That's funny. He looks so much older than he used to. I realize.
Yeah, he's definitely like being.
He looks a lot more senile than I remember.
He's got to always be shitting himself.
What do you mean?
Like, he is wearing diapers and shitting himself.
How do you know that?
There are, like, a bunch of reports of people being like, yeah, it smells.
That's awesome.
And he's like, yeah, he is deteriorating. Mm. But at least he's taking our country down with him.
He looks like, you know, if you had like, okay, imagine this. Mm-hmm. You have like a Ziploc bag.
Okay.
You put chicken bones in it, and then fill the rest with slime, and then pick it up like that. I feel like that, but him.
I feel like you could pick him up by the scruff of his neck.
Yeah, but it would be like that bag, and all the bones go to the bottom. That's kind of how I think of him.
That's really funny. That's great. Is it true that when you were a kid, you wanted to live in America?
No.
Okay. So the person that helps me do research for this podcast is a liar. Or you are.
Or I am. I don't remember wanting to live in America. I remember when I was younger being like, oh my God, America is where dreams come true and stuff. And everything is awesome there. And everything's so they have everything all the time, always.
Mm-hmm.
But I never really wanted to move there because it's just too expensive. It's too expensive. Like, if you have a load of money, America's probably really fun.
Yeah.
But was. But now, like, I'm like, oh, I kind of dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
Like, when I went to America in 2021, I spent a lot of money and had a lot of fun. But it's kind of like, America's like a mistress, you know? Hear me out. Well, this is old America, before it got very shitty. America's like a mistress, like a temptress. Like, you can't have too much, you know?
Mm.
Like, too much will ruin you, you know?
Yeah.
Too much will take everything you have and suck the life out of you. You know, that's how I think America.
I don't think that America suddenly got shitty. I just think that...
Suddenly I know a lot more about why it's shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think that information got a lot more accessible and...
Yeah. Thanks to X, the Everything app.
Thank you.
Thank you for protecting free speech.
And thank you
all for... hail Elon! Oh hell, Elon! Yeah, we got propaganda on the Couchsurfing podcast now.
Well, that brings me to today's sponsor.
What?
X the Everything app.
It is just like Joe Rogan here.
Grok, can we get an ad read?
Grok, generate an advert.
Hi, I'm so sorry to interrupt, but my very real PR team that I have has just informed me that this episode actually can't move forward without a Patreon plug, which I don't really want to do because that just feels like self-important, and that's not really me, but... I guess if it's what I have to do, then I should probably say something like, go check out my Patreon, patreon.com/koipiso for bonus solo episodes every other week, plus bonus vlogs, exclusive Discord access. There's a Minecraft server, a great community, and most importantly, me. It's only $5 a month, and it's how I can keep this show going, so I really appreciate your support. patreon.com/koipiso. Go there. Really, seriously, don't let yourself hold yourself back from the things that you truly want to do in this life, which is, of course, pay a monthly fee for my exclusive bonus content. Yeah? Okay, back to the episode. Before this episode, you got beat up.
Oh, I did. It hurts. Everything hurts.
Yeah. You're currently training to box Zapnap.
That's funny. Yeah.
It is funny.
That's a funny sentence.
It's really crazy. It's really insane. So, Zapnap was a friend of yours?
Friend of the podcast.
Friend of the podcast.
I hear he has a sofa.
Oh. That's really cool. Get it warm for me, Nick.
Why'd you?
I didn't know what else to do.
You can always stop. Stopping is always an option.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, so you were on a Minecraft server with him.
I did. I was.
You were.
Yeah.
And you guys were acquaintances.
Yeah, we played Minecraft. We crafted.
You played Minecraft. So we've talked about on this podcast before how we met at Creator Clash.
Mm.
You signed up for Creator Clash this year.
Yeah, kind of like in a spur of the moment thing. Do you know how it happened?
Didn't they just message you?
No, so I was going to do Ludwig's chess boxing event in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, this is fun. I love chess. And I guess I could be punched a bit between.
Yeah.
And then that didn't happen because I was going to box Skeppy.
I remember that.
Yeah. And then I was like, well, I've just done this 6 months of boxing training. Well, that was a waste. And then I got a random text from iDubbbz being like, sir. And I went, sir. Mm-hmm. He was like, charity? I was like, okay.
So, yeah, you signed up for Creator Clash, and you were going to originally fight Dean Withers.
I think that would have been funny for me.
That would have been awesome, yeah.
I see him on TikTok all the time, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, how can you argue with people so much?
Being on so TikTok much. Live, and it's like a screenshot of a notes background that's like, I think abortion is okay. Prove me wrong. And then he's just inviting people on to argue with for like 8 hours a day.
How do you do that?
I don't know. I would.
You should do that, but you should. Not abortion. Maybe pick a lighter topic. Pick a quite piece of topic. Be like the Lady Gaga meat dress probably smelled. Prove me wrong.
Okay.
Do something. That is that pop?
That's pop.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't believe she wore a dress of meat.
Yeah.
That's so gross.
It is pretty gross.
She probably got worms.
Speaking of meat.
Probably gave her worms. Oh.
You have some kind of real beef with Zapnap.
No.
I mean, it's joking to the internet. You play into it. It's a little fun.
Yeah.
But like, your friend groups do not like each other.
Oh, no, the friend groups don't. I don't think I have any problem with Zapnap. I don't think he has, like,
you don't think he has a problem with you?
I don't think he does, because I saw him at the TikTok Riz party. And then I was like, squash the beef. And then we dapped up and I went, all right. And I went to go hang with Bad Boy Halo.
And then what? He joined Creator Clash just to fight you?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess. I'm not that. All I know is that I was fighting on the card. I didn't know who I was fighting against after Dean. So, and then he joined, and I was like, "Oh, okay. I guess we're drama baiting."
You don't have any vendetta going into this. You don't have any like.
Not really. I realized like
anger to get out. I feel like you've gotta muster up something.
No, I feel like look. Here's what I realized. I used to have so much animosity to creators in the space that I didn't fuck with, and then I realized that. Because I was so vexed, it made me a more vexed person in general. And I'm like, well, that's not fun. And then I'm like, well, I guess it's just my year of chilling out.
Mm.
And anyway, there's already enough motivation. I already have enough motivation to fight Zapnap because the longer I last in the ring is like the more airtime for the raising money for charity, which is already like a pretty good motivator where like your physical fitness is directly corresponding to how much money you raise for charity. I feel like that's pretty good. Like, you know what I mean? As far as motivation goes, like all you have to do is get in shape.
Can I tell you that you are the protagonist in this story?
What does that mean?
Because there's just no way that if asked the same questions, he would give half as charitable.
Dude, he probably wants to beat me up. And that's okay.
He
tweeted out being like, I'm gonna kick your ass.
He wants to change your bone structure.
No.
Wow. Because even if it's not about you, your friends have done some fighting.
Yeah. I don't know.
Your friends have put some tastes in the mouth.
They put some fuel on the fire for sure. But it's like I will only put fuel on a fire if it's like directed at me. I realize that why get involved in other people's stuff? I only get involved from now on if it actively involves me. I think January taught me that. I'm like, actually, I'm so good. I don't know how I got in the middle of all this. That was my reaction in January.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, from now on, we're only gonna be involving ourselves in tub related issues.
Yeah.
This post is sponsored by the tub community. We all agreed. We're like, yeah. No, we're not. We're chilling.
Yeah, it is. It is like getting involved in drama and worrying about other creators and stuff like that is just something that I think slows you down.
It's
and
it's kind
just
of like
distraction.
Rotting. Like it rots the things you make is
Absolutely.
How I think about it. I think if you operate in the space with more pent-up animosity, the things you create and your creative outlets, because it's very much an extension of how you're feeling as a person, will suffer, which is why I think beef in the same space that you express yourself kind of rots your creative work. And that's why, whoa, that was super deep. What the, whoa, that just came out my brain. Whoa, does that make sense though?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I just made sense of thoughts that I've just collected over the last 3 months in that moment.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I need to go back to therapy. Maybe this is what it was about.
No, I think you're good. It sounds like you're good on your own.
It was so boring.
Yeah.
It was.
I don't believe in therapy.
I miss him.
Not that I don't. Oh.
But my therapist. But I miss him caring so much about what I did the day before. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I know he's paid to care, but I miss that.
I just can't believe how much there is, like, no bad blood for you with.
Well, is that like...
I understand, because it makes sense for you and your character.
There'll probably be bad blood when I get hit and it hurts, and I'll be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then that's where it'll kind of come from, I imagine.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to watch.
You're going to watch.
I really don't... I don't want to see you...
You don't want to see me get beaten up?
No.
Oh, you don't care that much?
No. I'm saying, like, I don't. I don't want to see you get beaten up.
I'll tell you what, like, it doesn't hurt.
I think it makes me sad.
It doesn't hurt as much as it looks. It looks a lot worse than it actually feels, is what I've learned from doing, like, what's known as full sparring recently, which is basically just a boxing match. You basically just fight until you have to stop. Mm. And I've learned a lot. Like, it looks really bad. Like, I put a photo of my Twitter of, like, my whole face being fucked.
Yeah.
And it was very much like that today as well. But
Eleven
I don't...
style.
Huh?
Bloody nose, 11 style.
I don't know how she does powers. I was trying to fling the microphone away. Is that okay?
Yeah.
No, but it looks a lot worse. And anyway, what's cool about boxing is it's very choreographed. Like, but it's just reaction. It's like
choreographed.
What?
Guys doing choreography together. Gay.
Mm, classic.
Yeah, sorry. I keep interrupting you with nonsense.
It's a lot.
Gay.
It's a lot.
Yeah, okay, I'll be done.
Okay. I've lost all my train of thought now. It's gone.
Oh, no.
I hate coming on your podcast.
Don't say that.
No, I'm kidding.
Just think it.
Okay. You know, I typically voice my thoughts as soon as I have them.
I know.
I didn't mean that completely.
How do you think the fight's gonna go?
I don't know. I think it's up in the air on whether it will actually happen or not. And I've said this a lot.
Whoa.
Because Satnap's a lot heavier than me.
Yeah.
And my team that I train with have said, like, it is unsafe for us to fight above this weight, which is the one on the website of 145 pounds, because of how much weight I have to gain to get to that point. I mean, they'll be mad at me if I say how many exact numbers I am away from the desired weight. But
then don't.
It's a journey for me to come. But obviously, he's a, like, 160-pound dude. Like, he's a big dude. Like, he's got height on me, and he probably is stronger than me. And muscle mass is a lot of what makes up weight. However, to get to the 145-pound fight weight... you have to lose either a lot of fat or a lot of muscle mass when you're tall. And it's not safe for me to fight above the 145-pound mark. So if we do both meet weight, I know that I will. I got a plan. Okay. I'll meet weight. I don't know what his plan is because
Sand.
I feel like that's kind of cheating if I know how he's training and stuff.
Ankle weights.
Then you could, like, metagame the boxing match. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right. So you're going to put ankle weights on when you have to weigh in?
No, drink a lot of water is the strat.
Okay.
There are strats for it.
And then when you're bouncing around, you just hear it
whoosh,
like
swoosh, swoosh, swoosh. No, you weigh in the day before, so it's kind of cheese. I'm not going to lie.
So if the weights go to plan,
yeah.
What are you thinking? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling... during the subathon, I had my confidence knocked a little bit because it was a long time without training.
Mm.
But... In the last 9 days, 7 of the last 9 days, I've been training.
Wow.
So I'm feeling pretty, and I'm seeing like a big improvement in myself very quickly, which is quite nice because over the subathon, I lost it a little bit because I didn't, but I was at a very good point before the subathon. And now I got back to that point in a couple sessions, and now I've pushed even further beyond that. And I'm feeling pretty good. And I have a six pack now, which is kind of fun.
Wow.
I've got like the sleeper build. I'm like, whoa.
Whoa.
I got like abs and shit. I'm like, whoa, hello abs.
Wow.
Never had abs in my life. Well, except for when I was like 11 doing trampoline.
And guys, check out the Patreon. We will be doing
this. Yeah, we're going to be doing like poses, like tasteful nude calendars. Yeah.
Digital download.
Not digital download, print. Print and sent.
Yeah, straight to... Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
With a matte finish. Or we'll go glossy. Glossy. We'll go glossy, of course.
Want to make those balls shine, baby?
I think that one thing that you need to work on is your toxic masculinity.
Have a lot of that?
No, you need to build it up.
Oh,
I
really?
I think that's your disadvantage in this fight, is you need to start repressing your emotions so that they all have to come out in this one fight. Because I think that that's what Sapnap has that you don't.
I don't know. It'll probably just make me anxious, then I'll throw up. That's typically what happens. Mm. So I don't think I'll do that.
Well, good luck losing then.
I don't think I'll lose. I don't think I would have... Look, I'm not going to sit here and be cocky and be like, I'll win. But I just really don't think I'll lose.
Okay.
But I don't want to be like cocky, like, yeah, going down. Round one knockout. Mm-hmm. Rawr!
I have a strategy for you.
What's your strategy?
All right. You're about to fight. You get in the ring.
Okay.
Sapnap is there. And you go, wait. Stop. Sapnap, stand in the middle of the ring. Yeah, right there. A little bit to the left. Yes, perfect. Yeah. Guys, this is just a guy. I'm just a guy. We're all just guys. I think that Sapnap has been completely misconstrued. That one time where he called that game AIDS during MCC Pride, he didn't mean it.
That was so crazy.
When he moved to Kick, even though he knew that his community wouldn't support him and that his community wasn't supported on such a platform, he didn't mean it either. I think we should set our differences aside.
And play chess. Oh, no, not where you're going.
No. You walk over.
Yeah.
And you pull the piano lever, which drops a piano from the ceiling right onto where you set up Sapnap to stand. And it crushes him with one dissonant chord that echoes the arena.
But he'd die.
Well, no, because that's against the rules.
What?
You can't die in a boxing match.
What?
You can't die in a boxing match. It's against the rules.
People die in boxing matches.
Name one cartoon where someone's had a piano dropped on them and they died.
Does that happen a lot in cartoons?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know any.
Exactly.
I don't know anywhere that's even happened, though.
Exactly.
Did it happen in... What's that TV show you
Tom
like?
And Jerry? Oh, Phineas and Ferb.
No.
Was it
The Office?
What?
What? Does it
That's
happen
not a
in
cartoon.
That? Oh, yes. Very true.
You've watched The Office.
I know. In my mind, I'm like, that seems like some shenanigans that they'd have in that building.
Mm.
And then Jim would look to the camera and be like, after the piano falls.
Right. Go. So, you know, like, the strategy then.
I'd think that I don't want him to die. That's a bit extreme.
It wasn't dying. I just thought it'd be classic comedy. Piano falling on a guy.
That's crazy. I think we're just going to have a little fight, a little scrap.
Okay. Well, I have...
Do you think I'll win? Oh, it's cooked.
No.
You don't think I'm going to win?
No, but you love to prove me wrong. As well.
Yeah.
But also I'm a pessimist.
Fair enough.
Like I don't even
I might be cooked.
Wait, do you need me to believe in you? Or do you need me to think?
I don't know. I got pretty beaten up today, so.
Oh. All right. I'll order the piano.
Order the piano.
All right. Okay.
Take two.
Before we move on from this fight, from the fight talk.
Mm.
I have a few things that you could say if you win and some that you could say if you lose, especially if you lose just so that you could recover your aura.
Right.
Because if you lose, you still want to be a winner because there's a stream going on.
Wait,
right?
Is there two lists there? Why is the losing one so much longer than the winning list? The winning list is two items. The losing list is like 50.
Because I feel like I really hit the nail on the head with the winning list. And also, I think you need more options for losing.
That's crazy.
All right, so these are some examples of what you could say if you win the boxing match.
Yeah.
Did I do that?
What is that? What is
just
that?
Just something you could say.
Oh, okay.
Clean up on aisle, sap nap.
Yeah.
The dirt face. All right. If you feel like you're going to lose.
Okay.
Take out your dick. They'll have to stop the stream. And probably the fight.
It's pay-per-view. I don't think they have any TOS against that. I don't think that I have to.
Okay, take out your dick and we all lose.
Okay.
All right. You can... Sorry, this is the most stupid thing I've ever done on my podcast. Okay. You go, all this fighting has made me so tired. I'm going to go take a sap nap. And then while everyone's laughing, you can run out.
Okay.
You don't like that one?
No.
All right, we've got a... Well, that was an epic fail. That wasn't canon, was it? Oh my god, someone put my arm back on! Fuck, put my arm back on me! That's if your arm came off during the fight. Youch! Go to play.hosting to get a free Minecraft server for completely free. That's right, Sapnap. Free.
Okay. One.
So, I guess you could say I lost the fight against Sapnap. That one's not really a joke. I think I started to run out of ideas.
Okay.
So, okay, and then this one is the last out in case you lose.
Okay.
You can just fake your death. So
okay.
You start to die.
You don't have much confidence in me, do you?
No, I have a lot of confidence. This is why the reason why I've put such a list for the losing is because I know it won't happen. So we're just having a little bit of fun with hypotheticals.
Okay.
So you can fake your death. You're laying on the ground. Koi, help me protect the bees. I go, who did this to you? I turn around. You stay right there.
A little to the left, and then you're gonna drop a piano on him, aren't you?
No.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna drop a piano
on him. Are you really?
Yeah, I was gonna pull the piano lever and I was gonna drop a piano on him.
Yeah.
And then I kinda heroically carry you on my back as I fly the Le Manberg flag behind us.
That's funny.
So what do you think?
That's
a lot.
Do you
think you'll use any of them?
No.
Sorry.
I'm just going to keep going to boxing training, I guess.
Sorry.
You haven't made me feel very confident in my ability to box, I must admit.
Really?
Yeah. Well, whatever happens is going to happen.
I'm not really sure how to fix that. Okay, wait. Before we go...
Okay.
Before we go, everyone on this podcast gets to add a song recommendation.
Okay.
Yeah, you've added one before. You're the first repeat guest.
Oh my God, what one did I add last time?
Bring It All Back by S Club.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Okay.
I'm happy I knew that. I feel proud of myself. Okay, yeah. I have a song, but
okay.
Do you need time to think of one?
Yeah, give me a wait. Is it the better one of the two gets added?
No, both get added.
Okay. The Weeknd by Michael Gray.
All right, and mine is In the Aeroplane Over the Sea by Neutral Milk Hotel.
I don't know that one.
It's a good one.
Okay.
Thanks, Toby, for being here.
Thank you for having me on the couch.
Thanks for letting me stay so many times.
All right, I'm moving house, so it's almost over. It's the last bit of media ever filmed on this sofa before it goes on Gumtree.
Well, we do have the pictures to take on this couch.
What pictures?
For the Patreon.
Oh.
We're going to want to throw the couch away after that, too. So
you'll really get a bit slimy.
All right, I'll see you next week on a different couch.
All right, bye.
Bye.